The situation is most people, and I'm in my early 70s now, the major concern when you do the search of the literature, the major concern that comes through, though it's not really actually very evident, not on the surface, it's most people, most seniors get concerned that they will become irrelevant. Now, the reason is, of course, the people you went to work with every day, Monday to Friday, you haven't seen them for 10 years. After you exited the workforce, and now of course the kids are growing up and they've all left home, and you don't see the grandkids either. But suddenly you realise, hey, I've got probably 25 years to go, and what am I going to do? It's a long time to be bored. You see, the reality is, if I can just explain this a little bit, Anne, is that for a man who's aged 65 today, his life expectancy is age 89. And for a woman who's aged 65 today here in Australia, her life expectancy is 92.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
What are you going to do in your retirement? For some of us, we go traveling, catching up with friends and family. We're babysitters. Some of us like playing sport, but others are more interested in keeping our mind active. So some of us are investing in the stock market, managing their own financial affairs, and others are giving back either through volunteering through their Lions Club or their Rotary Club, or they're finding other ways of making a difference in their community through mentoring. And today's guest is doing just that. A 70-something-year-old, Bernard Kelly, is happily making a difference in his community, working with micro enterprises and helping them. Bernard is working in the networking and support space. Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host today, Anne Nelson. Today, my guest is Bernard Kelly, and his motto is he wants to maintain his best for living. Bernard describes himself as a modern elder, and he is the founder of Enterprise Chamber Australia. Welcome, Bernard.
Oh, hello, Anne. Hello. Nice to chat with you again.
Could you please tell the listeners where you're located in Australia?
Yes, I'm in Geelong, which is just outside of Melbourne, which is in the bottom right-hand corner of Australia. Melbourne is the capital of Victoria, and Geelong is an old traditional wool exporting port. It's on a big bay. And to the west of Geelong and to the west of Melbourne are these huge areas where the graziers would raise their huge flocks of sheep 150 years ago and 100 years ago. And so it's all flat. And so the big wool drays would found it easier to come in to drive all the way into the port of Geelong, because Geelong's at quite a substantial port. And anyway, it was the wool exporting capital of Australia when wool was big time.
Yes, and they've got a museum honouring the wool industry in Geelong too.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, there's still 26 major buildings that came out of that wool boom. And so it's then it became an industrial town. The industrial town then disappeared, but those old buildings are still here. It's quite a remarkable historical city.
Yes, back in those days, Australia was considered to be living off the back of the sheep.
Well, that's right. Actually, even today, if you go to Europe or to London or something, they still considered Australia just to be a farm and a quarry. So we're still a huge wheat and wool exporter, and of course all the minerals are coming out of Australia. But yeah, the rest of us are the electronics, the high tech industry. That's quite minor in a world sense, but we're still, if you go to Europe, to the financial capitals there, Australia is still considered to be a mine, a farm, and a quarry.
Where we are the outpost, aren't we, over here on our own. You are an author. So would you like to tell us a bit about how you went from what you used to do to becoming an author and where that has led you to?
Yes, well, actually, I at one stage, Anne, I had a big-time career in international investment banking, but I was always dreamy of being an entrepreneur. And so when I left that corporate lifestyle, I actually established two newspapers. One was called, for domestically across Australia, called Association Times for the non-profit sector. And then I had online, I had a one or two newspapers, one which was Charity News Daily, which was basically a fundraising newspaper for the international charity sectors. Every day we'd write stories about how they can put in place fundraising programs, because that's what that's the main interest of charities on the revenue generation side. So it was something they all had in common. And over time, though, I couldn't get enough advertising on that field, so that newspaper lapsed, or both of them actually did. And then I moved on to Retirement News Daily. This was the North American market, but once again, I couldn't get enough revenue from advertising. The American market is for people in their senior years. Typically, they spend money on cruises and on vitamins, and I couldn't get into either market. That newspaper closed down as well. But eventually, going further on, when my wife and I retired, if that's the word, I don't think it is actually. No one really knows what the word retirement means, but in our late 60s, we said to ourselves, hey, in 15 years' time, we'll be in our middle 80s, early 80s. It'll be difficult to walk up and down stairs. So we moved to Geelong. We had some investment properties here, and we moved into one of them. And I then started to write a book, which started off about how entrepreneurs saved Geelong, because that was my interest. It wasn't enough heavy-hitting entrepreneurs in Geelong. And so that became a book, then became Exciting Dynamic Geelong. And that was my first book that I have published recently. Previously, I'd written a novel about some years ago about property investing, which was my professional career after I left the corporate lifestyle. Also wrote a thriller called Gulwa by Breakfast. And you'll be interested in this, Anne, because actually in there's a little part of Australian history that no one knows about, which was at the end of World War II in about January of 1945, there was a German submarine which had been based in Jakarta as the liaison between the German Navy and the Japanese Navy. Anyway, the guy, the German submarine captain, was then told in January of 1945 to return to Germany. He knew he'd never make it. And so because the Atlantic was just, you know, it was a dead zone, a killing zone for German submarine. So what he decided to do, still working for the fatherland, of course, he went for a cruise from Jakarta down through Perth, and he, you know, sank a couple of ships, went across to Adelaide, it's the southern part of Australia, sank a couple of ships, then went to Melbourne, sank a couple of ships, went across to Auckland in New Zealand, sank a couple of ships, and then decided he had to go back home. And when he got to Goolwa, which was south of Adelaide, he went ashore to replenish his stocks of fresh water. And so I then married that location in February then of 1945 with a huge diamond hoist. Earlier in World War II, a plane got out of, you know, the diamond mines up there in the northwest of Australia and came, and it got lost. So I then married those two with the guys going ashore to find his extra water. And so that's where I did this story, the thriller, Gulwa by Breakfast. It was a chase actually from Melbourne to this place, Gulwa, by a private eye looking for the diamonds. That's a thumbnail sketch, anyhow. So I've written a few books, and this most recent one, Exciting Dynamic Geelong, was about what I found when I came here to Geelong.
Right. You have been busy. I don't think there's any idle time in any of that.
Well, actually, you know, I always try to maintain my zest for living, as you said in the introduction. Yeah, I try to do things that where I'll be can make a contribution and will be appreciated.
Well, that sounds like a very noble cause that you've given yourself, and it's good to pass on our knowledge and be mentors for others.
Well, yes, actually, the situation is most people, and I'm in my early 70s now, the major concern when you do the search of the literature, the major concern that comes through, though it's not really actually very evident, not on the surface, it's most people, most seniors get concerned that they will become irrelevant. Now, the reason is, of course, the people you went to work with every day, Monday to Friday, you haven't seen them for 10 years. After you exited the workforce, and now of course the kids are growing up and they've all left home, and you don't see the grandkids either. But suddenly you realise, hey, I've got probably 25 years to go, and what am I going to do? It's a long time to be bored. You see, the reality is, if I can just explain this a little bit, Anne, is that for a man who's aged 65 today, his life expectancy is age 89. And for a woman who's age 65 today here in Australia, her life expectancy is 92. So really, that means half of us will die after those years, or half will, and half, of course, will die earlier. But let's just say I'm in the half that's going to die later on. So at least I've got more than 25 years, haven't I?
That's correct. It's a long time to fill in, and sometimes our money that we've put aside hasn't in the past allowed for such a long life. I've got an aunt who's 94, and she had an annuity, but it was for to age 90, so she ran out of her extra money at age 90.
Right, yeah. Well, I've got a theory. No one's going to have the old idea of a superannuation, of course. I have been saying for many years, if you're in the workforce, you can work it out on the back of an envelope how much you'll end up with and how much you're going to have proportionally. And it's the what you've got to do, thinking about, hey, using if you're going to retire for 25 years and you do have a lump sum when you retire, the idea is if you sort of use 4% a year with the interest that's still there, you should get about 30 years out of those funds. But of course the interest rates today, edging towards zero, so I think I've got to recalculate my discussion on that point.
Yes, or find some way to invest your money that's going to earn you more than the rate of inflation, at least.
Well, that's, of course, that's a difficulty, but anyway, you don't have a strong income anymore from a corporate lifestyle, but anyway, well, you'll get there eventually somehow.
So some of us find the need that we have to supplement our income. So have you been able to come up with some ways? I see you've got here, you're the voice of micro enterprise.
Oh, yes. Well, the Enterprise Chamber of Australia, of course, people have to pay, tuppence halfpenny, only a few dollars. It all helps setting eventually in a group that generates income from the introducing you to a whole package of household regular expense items, your monthly essential services, bills, the gas, the electricity, the phone, etc. In due course, participate and there'll be a little stream of income coming from there. But, it's all raindrops and raindrops. Eventually you get enough. And, of course, your lifestyle, as you get older, you don't really have as many overseas holidays and you haven't got the kids to put through private school anymore. So your lifestyle comes down, changes your financial requirements, and the altered lifestyle becomes totally different.
That's right. But then on the other hand, sometimes we need more money for our health issues that may crop up, and we never know how much our old age is going to cost us in the end.
Well, yes, indeed, that is for sure. But my wife and I have only recently sort of walked away from private health insurance. So we go to the public system now, and we're quite happy with the Australian public hospital and medical system. So I think we've been deluded, basically, the thinking we had to pay for private hospitals and all the rest of it, which you never use. So anyway, yeah, so that's a thing that I've changed my thinking recently. I don't really think we need as much money to provide for ourselves, because the government here in Australia is very generous and it's got a wonderful Medibank system that allows everyone to go to the public hospitals and get, you know, excellent medical treatment.
That's right. We do have an excellent Medicare system here in Australia, and our cost of going to hospital is much less than, say, in the United States of America. So can we move on now and talk a bit about how you help people?
Well, actually, with Enterprise Chamber Australia, it's really a networking and support group for people who are in the micro enterprise space. So most of us basically are home-based businesses. Like my, I've got a publishing business myself personally. Didn't mention that, but what I do, I help self-publishing authors with project management. For example, if someone who writes a book and they want to get better known in their professional practice, or they want to have a book inside of them, they want to write a book, and it's difficult to write a book, but also if you're trying to make money or help you build your practice, you need a five-year plan, and I help them with not only getting the book out of themselves, but also getting the book created and also giving them a five-year plan. So it's really that business, which is birdwoodpublishing.com, that business, Anne, is really a business development and growth consultancy practice. You know, it's all based on around a book there. But that's when I do that in my private life. But with Enterprise Chamber Australia, we're basically just a cluster of home-based business operators, and we all have common problems. Mainly it's isolation. And so we all get together once a month here in Geelong, but of course it's extending out, you know, through the internet and through the social media. We've actually got an Australian-wide contact network base now, but what we do, we typically just help each other with common issues. Like let's just say a member came along last time, and she said she's got this wonderful, very beautiful website. She sells sailing gear for women and girls, but she said it's not working. I'd only make two sales a month. So we all sat down, and we everyone put in our pennies worth and suggested how she could improve it, and basically she's then able to take our selection of our recommendations to her web designer, and that person is polishing it up for her. So anyway, that's an example of how we help each other.
Well, that sounds an excellent thing to do. It's very commendable and very extremely helpful.
No, it's fascinating. You meet a lot of interesting people along the road too.
Yep. So would you want to give a plug for your business? What's it called?
The business is called birdwoodpublishing.com.
Yep.
So if anyone who's wants to do self-publishing and wants to actually make not only write a book, but use the book to generate additional leads for their practice, yeah, they can come to me at admin@birdwoodpublishing.com. And as you said, I'm Bernard Kelly.
Yeah. Well, you don't sound like you're old, Bernard. You are living your motto, maintaining your best for living.
Yeah. You're very polite, Anne. Very polite.
Well, that's what we have to do. I mean, just because you're retired, it doesn't mean to say that, you know, you're going on world cruises 365 days of the year. I'm sure most people aren't that wealthy.
No, and really I don't think people ever retire today because, well, I suppose some of them people do. But no one really knows what the word means. It's become that big sort of fog that lasts for an extended number of years once you exit the workforce. But as for what it is, you know, in the old days you used to talk about, hey, you'd leave and you'd go and play golf, but nobody talks about that anymore at all. So, yeah, it's all changed. And but basically we're all at the edge of the on the pathway, and there's a big fog ahead, and all we keep doing is going forward. But I, fortunately, I think I've got a better view through the fog than most other people. And mainly because that I think I'm a thought leader in that field. I try to think about where can we go.
Yes, and it sounds as though you put some thought into it as you were looking at retiring, and from what I've heard, the most successful retirements come from the people that have put a bit of thought into it and haven't just finished work and then thought, oh, what else am I going to do?
It's a whole new paradigm for all of us, but and there's not too many books about it, actually. You can – the books you can get out of your local friendly local library is they still talk about, well, the retirement that you envisioned in the 1950s or the 1960s, you know, when you exited the workforce when you were 65 and you died when you were 75. But really my view is, say, with baby boomers are still going to keep arriving until for another 10 years, until the last baby boomer will arrive in 2029. So there's a lot of baby boomers who are, say, still young and active and, hey, you know, what are we going to be doing? And, of course, one of the easiest things to do if you do need extra income and you want to maintain your lifestyle is just to become a career extension, just continue doing what you're doing. If you are working in a whatever industry you're in, you just become a consultant to that industry.
Well, that sounds like very wise words. Yeah, it sounds like very wise words. And I'd like to thank you very much for joining us on the Retire While Retire Happy show today. You seem as though you've made great inroads into helping people in the Geelong area.
And hopefully it's right across Australia as well, Anne. Okay, but jolly good. Nice to chat.
Thanks very much.
Cheers for now. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.